Ready for the new quiz?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Oh, what's occurring? That's right, it's our new quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Chappers?
Did you make that yourself?
I can't claim that I did, no. Becky, hi.
Hello. That's
now,
brilliant.
How are you both at predicting things?
Not very good, really.
See, that's all you've got to do in this game.
Oh, brilliant. I'm quite good at that.
Right.
Now, I've got three situations that we have recorded, okay, on
okay.
Oh, what's occurring.
Yeah.
You just have to tell me what happens next. Simple.
Oh, what's occurring?
What?
It's a winner in my eyes already, just for the jingle.
Right, here's our first situation.
Right, okay.
You know Vicky, who works at Radio 1 Online?
Yes, she's my housemate.
Yeah.
Oh, I should be good at this, then.
You know Vicky, don't look puzzled.
Vicky. Oh, Vicky, yeah. Yeah,
that, sometimes comes down and takes a picture of you with someone famous.
Yes, I know who you mean, right?
Yeah, okay. Do you know who she's a massive fan of?
Well, I do, because I live with her.
This is slightly unfair, isn't it, here? Who's she a massive fan of? I don't know.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, but like a proper massive fan.
She's hugely obsessed, absolutely obsessed. There's a picture of her with Mariah Carey on our fridge.
Is there?
Yeah, both pouting, both with their butterflies on. I have to look at that every time I get my milk out.
Mm. So here's what we've done, right? It's actually a little known fact that Mariah Carey is, in fact, the world's worst prank caller. No, she loves doing it. Don't get me wrong, but by worst, I mean completely inept.
Okay.
She is terrible at it. My question is, how long would Vicky, the massive Mariah fan, stay on the phone to the rubbish prank caller who was actually her complete hero? Chappers, minutes and seconds is what I need.
Now, did he phone her... Did she phone her at home?
No.
Because Becky might have heard this phone call already.
No, in the office.
All right, in the office, okay. How long would Vicky have stayed on the phone?
Yeah.
You want minutes and seconds, do
yeah.
you? I'm going to go 17 seconds.
Becky?
Longer, because I think she'd recognise her straight off. She'd pretend, but I think she'd recognise her. 1 minute, 20.
Oh! What's occurring?
How long will Mariah Carey fan Vicky stay on the phone to rubbish prank caller Mariah Carey?
Yes, this is Lorraine Jackson. Okay.
You ready?
Okay. I hope so.
Hello?
Hi, Victoria Roberts, please.
Who's that?
Oh, hi, this is Lorraine Jackson. I'm from the HSBC Fraud Security in the United States, Oklahoma Division. We coordinate with the UK, and I'm just looking at your balance here, and it's overdue about $15,000 of merchandise sent to estate. Is that your address?
Who is this?
It's Victoria Roberts. I'm from HSBC Fraud Security in the United States. I can't.
Your name's Victoria Roberts, is it?
Is this Victoria Roberts, is what I'm asking.
I think you've got the wrong person.
Any information you want to give me, you know?
About what? I haven't purchased anything.
Well, you know.
It was 44
oh.
seconds.
Oh!
Becky wins.
Hey?
Yeah, because you said low, so anything higher than that and I win. Is that the rules?
Yeah, that's the rules.
Oh, it's not closest
oh,
to.
It's occurring.
Oh.
Oh, I'm not very happy about this.
What was that?
That was Welsh.
How bad? I told you she was bad, but seriously, how bad is she?
That was rubbish.
I quite like it, though. Before she makes the call, she's like, I just need to get my motivation, darling.
Yes, it's Lorraine Jackson. Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Right.
So she's completely in character now.
She's a proper actress.
And then she cocked it up.
It's Victoria Roberts. I can't.
Your name's Victoria Roberts, is it?
Is this Victoria Roberts, is what I'm asking.
So it's Lorraine Jackson. Lorraine Jackson. Lorraine Jackson. Hi, it's Victoria Roberts. So the score is Becky 1, Chappers 0.
Oh! What's occurring?
Radio 1's Pete Tong is, as we all know, a dance music legend. He is one of the world's biggest DJs. When he says something good, the world listens.
Mm.
But will the world laugh at Pete Tong's favourite joke? We sent Pete out onto the streets to tell five people his favourite joke. He actually went out onto the streets.
I went and spoke to normal people.
And this is his actual joke, yeah.
Came up with it all himself. But how many of those people do you think will laugh? What do you think the joke might be?
Definitely a knock-knock one.
Why? Why a knock-knock?
He just strikes me as a knock-knock. Does he?
When he starts the weekend, have you ever heard him go knock-knock at 7 o'clock? I don't think so.
He strikes me as a knock-knock kind of a man.
You know, he's not going to do one of those long ones, is he?
No.
How many people are going to laugh at Pete Tong's favourite joke, chappers?
None.
Not one?
No.
Becky?
Two.
You're saying two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh! What's occurring?
How many people will laugh at Pete Tong's favourite joke? Let's find out.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Okay.
I don't get it.
Isn't that funny?
Not really. Yeah.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? Why aren't you laughing more? Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
No.
I don't understand why people aren't rolling around all over the pavement. Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? It's funny. It's amazing. It's the best joke ever. You look nervous. It's really funny, this. Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Funny.
It really is funny.
Not really.
Is he allowed to tell them it's going to be funny before he tells them?
He's just trying to drum up some laughter. So, it was two people who found Pete Tong's favourite joke funny. Becky wins. Becky 2-0.
She can't really celebrate because she's confused.
I don't do jokes. Is that an actual joke or not?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
You've not heard that joke. Where's the soap? Yes, it does, rather, doesn't it? Yeah. Think
Why
about
is it.
It's
funny, though.
Where?
Think about it.
What do you mean, why is it funny?
I can't explain that. Just think
I
about
can't
it.
Explain it. Just work it out.
When you leave later today, tell some people. They'll be in hysterics.
I'm going to look it up on the internet.
I would. So the score.
Don't Google two nuns in a bath. We've been here before. Don't.
The score is Chappers 0, Becky 2.
Oh,
even though she didn't get the joke.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, here's the last one, our last situation.
I don't think he'd deal with hecklers very well, would he?
No.
If no people laugh, that's funny. Laugh. Yeah. That was funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny
you
now
got it
you
now.
Don't even...
No, have I still haven't got it. Where do I... Oh, okay. I might just say in a minute that I have got it and pretend.
All right. Here's our last one. The other day on the phone, we spoke to David Hasselhoff. The actual Hoff was on this show.
Good afternoon from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, David. How are you?
Everything is sunny and beautiful and straight ahead. How are you, Scotty?
What? Now, as we know, there is nobody in the world who can do self-promotion quite like the Hoff can. Agreed?
Agreed.
But in the 5 or 6 minutes that we spoke to David Hasselhoff, how many times did he say his own name? Now, that includes variations on David Hasselhoff, like the Hoff,
right,
for example. All right?
Yeah.
Becky first, you guess.
5 or 6 minutes, probably at least once a minute. 11?
11.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Well, he must have plugged his website every 20 seconds, so 16.
You think 16. Remember to play along at home.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here he is. But how many times will David Hasselhoff say his own name in our chat?
I'm doing a little song that's going to be coming out called Don't Hassle the Hoff. And you mentioning my website, Hasselhoff.com, I've gotten like over 5,000 members on my Hoff space. And now with Hasselhoff.com, maybe bring all these members together and just do Hoff festivals and you keep this Hoff thing going. We're going to be doing contests on of the Hoff space for people to be in my movies, and then we want to do our own Hoff festivals. No, Hoff the Musical is still in the works. We actually changed it to Viva Hoff Vegas. We want to buy a castle and call it the Hassle Castle.
Come and see us soon, all right?
Keep the love light burning, man.
Thanks, Hoff.
You told me to keep the love light burning.
And you said thanks.
Yeah.
So you're quite happy to keep his love light burning.
Guess what? It was 11.
Aha! Oh. Now hang on a minute.
11 times in 6 minutes. So that's 3-0 to Becky on Oh, What's Occurring?
At least I get the joke.
Yeah.
It does lather, I can see. It does rather, no.
Are you still discussing the joke? Where's the soap? It does lather.
That's not a joke, that's just factual.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.